You are listening to Real Bible Answers, a weekly podcast of Life Heritage Ministries with teacher and author, Dr. Keith Augustus Burton.
Welcome to another edition of Real Bible Answers, where we do our best to ensure that each answer is realistic, exegetical, applicable, and lasting. Here's a question for today. Dear Dr. Burton, I am a pastor who has asked my members to address me by my first name, since I don't see a biblical basis for titles. Am I being too technical with this request? Interesting question. Now, we know that it's true that the Bible does not appear to be strong on clergy titles. In fact, when we look through both the New and the Old Testament, we see that most of the dignitaries of Scripture were addressed by their first name. For instance, we don't hear them saying Prophet Moses or Deacon Paul or whatever the title may be, but it appears that they were addressed by their first names. Notwithstanding, we do know that in his letters to the various churches to which he writes, Paul does clarify that he is an apostle, and when he introduces Phoebe to the church in Rome in Romans chapter 16 verse 1, he does identify her by her office, which was the office of deacon. She was a deacon in the church of Cenchreae. However, there is no evidence when we look through the book of Acts and also through the letters of Paul, there's absolutely no evidence that the people in the churches addressed them as Apostle Paul or Deacon Phoebe or whatever their title may have been. However, there is an exception we find with Jesus, who was called a rabbi on a number of occasions, and particularly in the Gospel of John, just three instances I could point out, John chapter 3, verse 1, John 11, verse 8, and John 20, verse 16, we see here that he indeed is called a rabbi, which was a common title for Jewish teachers of the law. Now, although Jesus is called rabbi, however, we do know that he warns about the false pride that can come with the use of titles in his polemic against the Pharisees in Matthew chapter 23, verses 8 through 12. In fact, here he tells the multitudes and his disciples that they shouldn't let anybody call them rabbi, master, or father. Interesting statement here, and I guess the real question is, was Jesus placed in a general indictment against all titles? Do we start calling our pastors and other leaders by their first names this weekend? Well, judging from the historical and textual context, he probably is not saying that it's wrong to address people by their titles. He does appear to be concerned about those people who allowed the religious leaders to do their thinking for them. Now, of course, this can happen whether or not a person bears a title. And personally, you know, thinking about this question, when I think of the major issues that affect our churches, I probably would not make a big deal over whether or not a person should or should not call me pastor. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to Real Bible Answers. If you have a Bible question for Dr. Burton, you may send it to BibleAnswers@lifeheritage.org. Again, that's BibleAnswers@lifeheritage.org. Or you can send it via MP3 to BibleAnswers@podomatic.com. That's BibleAnswers@podomatic.com. Feel free to visit the Life Heritage webpage on www.lifeheritage.org, from where you can access a number of services to help your spiritual life. We also appreciate your donations, which can be given securely online with your credit card, or if you prefer, you may send a check or money order to Life Heritage Ministries, P.O. Box 56, Harvest, Alabama, 35749. That's Life Heritage Ministries, P.O. Box 56, Harvest, Alabama, 35749. Again, thanks for listening, and always remember that a tree is known by its fruit.